Distinguished Chair, Singapore reaffirms our commitment to international humanitarian law, which applies wherever and whenever there is an armed conflict. Means and methods of warfare in an armed conflict are not unlimited. We have heard views from some delegations that the term human should be added before the first paragraph of the prelim considerations. We echo the view of our colleagues from India, Australia, the ROK, and the US that the prelim consideration section should adopt consensus language from past reports of the group. We understand that many delegations are concerned about preserving the human element in the use of force. Our delegation is of the view that this debate is important and recognize that it will probably be further discussed when dealing with prohibitions and restrictions or other measures needed to ensure IHL compliance. Per the intervention from the distinguished delegate from Pakistan about progressing the discussion from previously adopted consensus language, we are of the view that nothing is stopping the meeting from returning to this issue when we have a clearer conceptual understanding on the issue of control thereafter. In summary, we suggest reproducing the text of paragraph 21C of the 2023 consensus report of this group in the first box of prelim considerations. And for the same reasons, the second paragraph of the second box on application of IHL could be amended to read, IHL continues to apply fully to the potential development and use of laws in line with last year's consensus report. I thank you, Chair.